Dan Hynes. He is the Michigan Corrections Director. Dan, how are you this morning?
Just fine, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we haven't had the opportunity to talk with you since you've taken a new position. Tell us about your background.
Well, I've got 34 years in the law enforcement field, Tony. I spent my entire career with the sheriff's office down in Jackson, and then, of course, the last eight of which was as sheriff. So I've got some exposure to corrections. It was primarily at the county level. I ran a county jail down there with about 450 beds. But this is a bigger operation, as you know, and it's going to be quite the challenge.
Dan, why in the world would you want this job?
Well, I think it's appropriate for a guy with my credentials and background to step up to a challenge like this. If it's not guys like me, who will take it on? We've obviously got a lot of things to do in this state to turn it around, and corrections is a big piece of that. But I think the governor chose me because of my background, the local connection, the law enforcement connection. I think he is aware of the fact that this is a public safety issue, and you can't have economic development, Tony, without law and order and public safety. So I'm working with the governor to provide that to the people of the state. But to a certain extent, I think it's a challenge for me. It's an opportunity of a lifetime, and I enjoy working for the governor. He's a great boss.
Dan, you've had an opportunity to kind of get a hold on the department. What do you like and what needs to be fixed?
Well, I have been touring a lot of the facilities. I've been to 14 of the prisons so far, and I'm incredibly impressed with the dedication of the staff. They do, I think, they're kind of the unsung heroes of the criminal justice system. They quietly take care of 43,000 of the most difficult people in this state, and they do it with professionalism and courage, and so what I, am very impressed with is the safety and security of those institutions. I think what we have to change in Michigan, Tony, is everybody's uncomfortable with the price tag. $2 billion is a lot of money, and I think I understand the frustration and everybody's part, in particular the legislature, that they want to spend money on kids and roads and universities and all those things, and so we're going to have to do some work to get the cost back in line. So we're, on a par with other states. So that's the challenge. But I think there's, the strong point for us is our people.
Do we know why we spend about $10,000 more to house a prisoner than, say, they do in Indiana?
Well, I think some of that, Tony, is personnel costs, labor costs. I think some of it is some management issues that I intend to focus on. I'm already getting a feel for areas where we can save money, and do it cost efficiently. I think we also have to look at a number of very tough issues, like how long do we keep people in prison in Michigan? The statistics are pretty clear. We keep them longer than most other states. We've got to, make those tough calls, and we'll do that with the legislature and with prosecutors and everybody. But there's lots of factors in the mix. I've been in this job just, almost 3 months here. So I've got, still some learning curve going on here. But I think we'll get it down to a point where everybody's comfortable with it. We're engaged in negotiations right now with the unions regarding the cost of doing business. And hopefully we'll find a place where we can all be comfortable.
Dan, Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, when he was running for governor, said that one thing could be done would be to privatize some of the services that are provided like he did in his jail. But I read that you said we've got to be cautious with that. Elaborate.
Well, I think Mike has got a point. I know him. We were friends as sheriffs, and I understand what he's talking about. I think the governor refers to it as competitively bidding. We're making sure that we're providing the service at the lowest possible rate for the taxpayers. I think it's my job to inform people and educate people about the upside to that and the possible negatives. I think it's one of those issues where you it's not all pluses, not all minuses, and you just have to be educated about that. I think we're going to take a look at it. The legislature wants us to take a look at it, and we'll see. But there are pluses and minuses, and I think in a rational debate about these things, you got to look at both sides and proceed with caution, because you know these are institutions that house some very, very dangerous people, and we have to make sure that they're safe and secure and so that's all part of it.
All right, Dan, we've got two more questions for you.
Sure.
Number one, you mentioned you were concerned about the length of stay, that here in the Michigan, prisoners stay a lot longer than in other states. How do you find a place where they've stayed enough where they've been rehabilitated versus letting them out too early?
Well, here again, it's a very complex question, Tony. I think that the key here is in the risk assessment tools. When somebody comes into your system, you need to have a mechanism for determining the risk factor of their reoffense and their danger to the community, and make sure that the sentences are appropriate for the people who come in. And I think it's time that we take a look at those evaluations and find out. You have to look, I think, at prison beds as a very limited resource, and you have to use them very, very carefully. And that's part of the process that we need to evaluate, is evaluating the risk of offenders. And there are some very, very dangerous people, and they need to be locked up. And I'm a law enforcement guy. It's in my very soul, and I intend to do that. But I also know that there are some other options for some of these offenders that have substance abuse problems, for example, or other issues going on there, that we can divert them from prisons wisely and safely and carefully, and we're going to monitor them. But socking them away in prison for a real long time costs money, and that's always an option if people want to do that. But if they do, then they got to get used to the high cost, because it's a pretty simple equation. People coming in the door and how long they stay.
Dan Hines is the Michigan Department of Corrections Director. Dan, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Happy to talk to you, Tony. Have a nice day.